AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
A deceased male was located on the James Smith Cree Nation.
Rhonda Blackmore of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police says it was one of the suspects in a series of stabbings yesterday in Saskatchewan that left 10 dead and 19 injured. Blackmore says Damian Sanderson's injuries did not appear to be self-inflicted. The other suspect, his brother Miles, is also believed to be injured, but remains at large.
He is considered dangerous. His actions have shown that he is violent.
Audio courtesy CTV. In Labor Day remarks in Pittsburgh, President Biden assailed Republicans who have taken Donald Trump's Make America Great Again slogan to dangerous lengths.
This new group headed by the former president, the former defeated president, we found ourselves in a situation where we were either going to look forward or look backwards. And it's clear which way he wants to look. It's clear which way the new MAGA Republicans are. They're extreme.
Correspondent Eric Tucker reports Trump got an early win today in his battle with the Justice Department over the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. A federal judge granted a request to appoint a special master.
It means that there will be an independent set of eyes, an independent special master to review the documents and weed out any that are covered by attorney-client privilege and also executive privilege, and potentially ensure that those documents and records are returned to Donald Trump. So that's a big win. And in addition, while this order is pending, there's going to be a temporary halt on the Justice Department from doing its own review.
Storms across the southeast have prompted flood watches today. Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia all affected. And the Coast Guard has suspended its search for 9 people missing after a float plane crashed in the waters northwest of Seattle. The body of a 10th person was recovered yesterday afternoon after the crash was reported. This is AP News. In the Horn of Africa, Somalia is enduring a historic drought. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths reports the situation is deteriorating.
I've been shocked to my core these past few days by the level of pain and suffering we see so many Somalis enduring. Famine is at the door, and today we are receiving a final warning.
He points to concrete indications.
The unprecedented failure of 4 consecutive rainy seasons, decades of conflict, mass displacement, severe economic issues are pushing many people to the brink of famine.
The drought has displaced at least 1 million Somalis. More than 850,000 are in the affected areas. Driven by climate change, the drought's also affecting Ethiopia and Kenya. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.